The decision for quartering Emmanuel's captains, officers, and soldiers had been made. And after that, Emmanuel sets a feast before Mansoul while revealing to them wonderful riddles of his kingdom. Moreover, the prince remodeled the town for its defense. And after having done so, he called the Lord Wilbewil and gave him by commandment to take care of the gates, the wall, and towers in Mansoul. The prince also gave the militia into his hand and a special charge to withstand all insurrections and tumults that might be made in Mansoul against the peace of our Lord the King and the peace and tranquility of the town of Mansoul. He also gave him this commission. If he found any of the Diabolonians lurking in any corner of the famous town of Mansoul, he should immediately apprehend them and arrest them or commit them to safe custody until they may be tried and judged according to the law. Then he called the Lord Understanding to come before him. The Lord Understanding was the old Lord Mayor, who was removed from his place of office when Diabolus took the town. Prince Emmanuel put him into his former office again, and it became his place for his lifetime. The prince also commanded him to build himself a palace near Eyegate, and that he should build it in fashion like a tower for defense. He also ordered him to read in the revelation of mysteries all the days of his life, that he might know how to perform his office rightly. The prince also made Mr. Knowledge, the recorder, not out of contempt for old Mr. Conscience, who had been recorder before, but because it was in his princely mind to confer upon Mr. Conscience another employ, of which he told the old gentleman he should know more sometime in the future. Then he commanded that the image of Diabolus be taken down from the place where it was set up, and that they should utterly destroy it, beating it into powder and casting it into the wind outside the town wall, and that the image of Shaddai, his father, should be set up again upon the castle gates along with his own, and that it should be more clearly and beautifully drawn than ever, since both his father and he had come to Mansoul with more grace and mercy than before the rebellion. He also desired that his name be beautifully engraved in the best of gold upon the front of the town, for the honor of the town of Mansoul. After this was done, Emmanuel commanded that those three great Diabolonians should be apprehended, namely, the two late Lord Mayors, to wit, Mr. Incredulity, Mr. Lustings, and Mr. Forgetgood, the recorder. Besides these, there were others whom Diabolus made burgesses and aldermen in Mansoul. They had been committed to ward by the hand of the now valiant and now right noble, the brave Lord Wilbewil. And these were their names: Alderman Atheism, Alderman Hard Heart, and Alderman False Peace. The burgesses were Mr. No Truth, Mr. Pitiless, Mr. Haughty, with the like. These were committed to close custody, and the jailkeeper's name was Mr. Trueman. This Truman was one of those Emmanuel brought with him from his father's court when he first made war upon Diabolus in the town of Mansoul. After this, the prince charged that the three strongholds the Diabolonians built in Mansoul at the command of Diabolus should be demolished and utterly pulled down, of which holds and their names with their captains and governors you read a little before. But this was long in doing, because of the largeness of the places, and because the stones, the timber, the iron, and all the rubbish had to be carried outside the town. When this was done, the prince gave order that the Lord Mayor and Aldermen of Mansoul should call a judicial court for the trial and execution of the Diabolonians in the corporation now under the charge of Mr. Truman, the jailkeeper. Now, when the time had come and the court set, commandment was sent to Mr. Truman, the jailkeeper, to bring the prisoners down to appear before the court. So the prisoners were brought down, bound and chained together, as the custom of the town of Mansoul was. When they were presented before the Lord Mayor, the recorder, and the rest of the honorable bench, first the jury was impaneled, and then the witnesses sworn. The name of the jury were these: Mr. Belief, Mr. Trueheart, Mr. Upright, Mr. Hatebad, Mr. Lovegood, Mr. Seatruth, Mr. Heavenly Mind, Mr. Moderate, Mr. Thankful, Mr. Goodwork, Mr. Zeal for God, and Mr. Humble. The names of the witnesses were Mr. Knowall, Mr. Telltrue, Mr. Hate Lies, with My Lord Will Be Will and his man, if the need should arise. So the prisoners were set to the bar. Then said Mr. Do-Right, for he was the town clerk, "Set atheism to the bar, jailkeeper." So he was set to the bar. Then said the clerk, "Atheism, hold up your hand. You are here indicted by the name of atheism, an intruder upon the town of Mansoul, for you have perniciously and doltishly taught and maintained that there is no God, and so no heed need be taken to religion. This you have done against the being, honor, and glory of the king, and against the peace and safety of the town of Mansoul. What do you say? Are you guilty of this indictment or not?" And atheism said, "Not guilty." And the criers called out, "Call Mr. Knowall, Mr. Telltrue, and Mr. Hate Lies into the court." So they were called and they appeared. And the clerk said, "You, the witnesses for the king, look upon the prisoner at the bar. Do you know him?" Mr. Knowall answered, "Yes, my lord, we know him. His name is Atheism. He has been a very pestilent fellow for many years in the miserable town of Mansoul." "You are sure you know him?" "Know him? Yes, my lord. In times past, I have too often been in his company to be at this time ignorant of him. He is a Diabolonian, the son of a Diabolonian. I knew his grandfather and his father." The clerk answered, "Well said. He stands here indicted by the name of atheism," and etc., "and is charged that he has maintained and taught that there is no God, and so no heed need be taken to any religion. What say you, the king's witnesses, to this? Is he guilty or not?" "My lord, he and I were once in Villain's Lane together, and he at that time briskly talk of diverse opinions, and then and there I heard him say that for his part he believed that there was no God. But," said he, "I can profess one and be as religious too if the company I am in and the circumstances of other things," said he, "shall put me upon it." The clerk said, "You are sure you heard him say this?" "Upon my oath I heard him say it." Then said the clerk, "Mr. Telltrue, what say you to the king's judges touching the prisoner at the bar?" Telltruth, "My lord," answered Mr. Telltruth, "I formerly was a great companion of his, for which I since repented, and I have often heard him say, and that with very great perverse stubbornness, that he believed there was neither God, angel, nor spirit." Where did you hear him say so? To be continued. Dun, dun, dun.